Well, we might want to start and let our remaining colleague catch up. I know Nick's here. I saw him on the street, but. Okay. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the August 27th meeting of the Portland City Council. That's what happens when you go on vacation. And I know Commissioner Fish will be joining us shortly, but would you go ahead and call the roll, Carla, for now?
Saltzman, Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Hales?
Here. Welcome, everyone. We have a couple of proclamations up front this morning, and then we have communications items where citizens are allowed to sign up and come speak their mind on any subject to the City Council. And then we'll follow that with the regular agenda. If you're here to speak on a regular agenda item, we generally give people 3 minutes. You don't need to give your address, just your name if you're testifying. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization, please disclose that. And if you have information in written form that you'd like the council to have, please give it to our council clerk and she'll make sure that we get it. We follow basic rules of decorum here, which is we allow everyone to have their say. So vocal demonstrations are not allowed, but if you support someone's point of view and want to indicate so, wave your hand or something. But we like to give everyone an equal chance to have their say in this chamber. So again, welcome, and we're glad you're here. And we're also glad that we have a couple of things to celebrate up front this morning. One is the work of great volunteers, Diane O'Connor as among them as a leader, on fighting ovarian cancer. I understand there's a major announcement this week involving the Knight Challenge and OHSU's ability to reach this amazing milestone of raising $500 million in the community to match Phil and Penny Knight's gift of $500 million and fund $1 billion worth of cancer research right here in River City at our medical research university. So that's an exciting development. And for those like Diane and her colleagues who've been battling this disease and supporting research to enable a cure for this disease, that's got to be heartening news. So let me start with this proclamation. Ask Diane to come up, please, and you as well if you're coming with her. And I'll read the proclamation, give you a chance to tell us how the battle goes. Thank you. Yes, please. The proclamation says, whereas ovarian cancer is the fifth leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States, and whereas when detected early, over 90% of women survive ovarian cancer, but many women will be diagnosed in the late stages of the disease due to the lack of awareness of the symptoms and lack of a screening test. And whereas ovarian cancer has symptoms even in its early stages, and women should contact their healthcare professional if these symptoms appear or persist, things like pelvic or abdominal pain, bloating, loss of appetite, feeling full quickly, things that people can notice. Whereas Ovarian Cancer Month helps increase awareness about these signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer and spotlights the need for continued research to improve prevention, early detection, treatment, and possible cure. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim September 2014 to be Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. So again, Diane, thanks for your leadership on this issue and welcome.
Thank you. Did you want to mention your own personal connection?
Oh, yeah, we do have a personal connection because my wife's mother passed away from ovarian cancer quite a few years ago, but it was, again, before there was any real understanding of what the early signs were, and who knows. Yeah. But now we at least know that much.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Mayor Hales. Good morning. You'll notice there are a group of us out here dressed in teal, and I noticed our commissioner even has the correct color on, too. Thank you very much. I wish, in hindsight, I wish we had translated this into Japanese as well, but I had no idea that there would be so many of our Japanese friends.
I think they're getting translations.
Oh, translation. So, okay, they're going to go home with a little biology lesson here. So traditionally, September has been declared Ovarian Cancer National Awareness Month by the President of the United States, including President Obama, whose mother died of ovarian cancer. Last year, our very own Mayor Hales also issued a proclamation as well for the City of Portland. We look upon September as a time to educate women about the signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer since we have no screening tool. Many women think that a pap smear is a screening tool, however, it is not. Hence, it is utmost important for all of us women and men too to be aware of the signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer. Over 90% of women with ovarian cancer have experienced symptoms before their diagnosis. We'd like you to be sure to notice the Morrison Bridge on Friday, September 26th. It's going to be turned teal in honor of Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. And we would like to thank you, commissioners. We would like to thank our wonderful mayor for your time and commitment to listen to us this issue, which is so important to all of us and to all women. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for your leadership, Diane. Can we take a picture with you and your proclamation, please? Thank you so much. Thanks for your leadership.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.